WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He wants $5 billion for the wall. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Trump sits down soon with the top Democrats in Congress to talk about paying for that wall in a spending bill. At the White House, Fox's John Decker.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker-designate Nancy Pelosi meet this morning with the president in hopes they can come to a budget agreement to avoid a partial government shutdown next week. Ahead of that meeting, the president tweeting, "In 2006, Democrats voted for a wall, and they were right to do so. Today, they no longer want border security. They will fight it at all cost, and Nancy must get votes for speaker. But the wall will get built." Also warning, if the Democrats do not give us the votes to secure our country, the military will build the remaining sections of the wall. They know how important it is. Chris?
John, Time Magazine's Person of the Year is The Guardians and the War on Truth. It's four journalists and a newspaper the magazine calls representatives of a broader fight by countless others around the world. Through the murdered Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi, the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, five people were shot and killed at that office in June. The arrested Philippine journalist Maria Ressa and two Reuters journalists detained in Myanmar for nearly a year now, Wa Lone and Kia So-U. The British Prime Minister is going around Europe asking for promises about what happens when her country breaks up with theirs. Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
Chris, Theresa May had been hoping to put her plan for Brexit to a vote in Parliament here today and win lawmakers' backing for the divorce deal she's negotiated with the EU. But facing a lack of support, May cancelled the vote and is instead on a whistle-stop tour of the Netherlands, Germany and Belgium, saying she's seeking assurances that might be enough to win over Parliament. Senior EU lawmaker Guy Verhofstadt,
"We have spiraled again into a new mess,"
saying renegotiating the divorce is out of the question. Chris?
Futures up 295 points before the opening bell on Wall Street. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
A convicted killer is scheduled for execution tonight in Texas.
Alvin Brazil Jr. nearly got away with it. For 7 years, the murder of a man on a jogging trail outside Dallas in 1993 remained unsolved. 27-year-old Douglas White had been shot in the head during a robbery, his newlywed wife sexually assaulted by the gunman. Then DNA led police to Brazil, who by then was serving time for a different sexual assault case. He was convicted and sentenced to die. Arguing he's intellectually disabled, Brazil's attorney asked the state appeals court last week to stop the execution, but then withdrew that request. Brazil would be the country's 24th execution this year, more than half of them in Texas. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A police officer in Turkey is under arrest, accused of killing his chief and wounding two other officers. The local governor says the cop was angry about a transfer request being denied and rushed back into the office with his gun after leaving. It's been a busy year for the world's tallest geyser.
Steamboat Geyser in Yellowstone National Park's known for shooting steam and hot water as high as 400 feet, and now it's set a record for its most eruptions in 1 year. It's erupted 30 times so far this year. That's the most since 1964, when the geyser blasted 29 times. Park officials say Steamboat also went through active periods in the early 1960s and 80s. But before that, the geyser was quiet for about 50 years, from 1911 to 1961. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A statue of a Kentucky newspaper editor is being moved from the main library in Louisville to a storage facility. George Denison Prentice wrote editorials against immigrants and Catholics that inspired a riot in 1855, where Protestant mobs killed at least 22 people in German and Irish Catholic neighborhoods. statue was vandalized last year. Then again, in February, the cemetery where Prentice is buried wouldn't take it. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Emergency crews responded to a car versus train crash last night. WCIA says police think a car tried to beat a train and they collided. It happened near Bradley and Chestnut Streets in Champaign. The driver was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. A 78-year-old Cabery man was sentenced to a total of 140 years in prison for sexual offenses. Totem Sismar had pleaded guilty to several counts of sexual exploitation of a child involving three children ages 3 to 6. He was given four consecutive 30-year terms, followed by a 20-year term for possession of child porn. The Champaign County State's Attorney's Office has dropped charges against a Champaign man accused of being involved in a January armed robbery and shooting. 24-year-old Darian Brown had been accused in the case in which two women were injured. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Lots of sunshine. I love it, Stevie. We've got a high near 40 down to around 30 this evening. Same for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, high 40, low 29, 43 the high Thursday. Then an 80% chance of rain, low 39 in the evening, 46 on Friday with a 70% shot at showers. Right now the temperature's at 23. ESPN 9 in the evening, 46 on Friday with a 70% shot at showers. Right now the temperature's at 23. ESPN 93.5.
Is it possible to have blood work done and to know in 10 minutes whether you have cancer? Maybe.
Wow.
Something's going on in Australia. They're testing this thing. We're going to talk to Dr. Rosemary Bates. A blood test can detect cancer. I think we'd be all in on that.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly, how does that work? Anyway, we'll touch on it a little later this hour. We'll have that Dr. Rosemary Bates on about that story that we got from Australia. Scott McIntosh, Big Grove Tavern. You got it going on down at Big Grove now.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
We've got something beginning tomorrow. We're going to ask you to text in and people can win a brunch at Big Grove on Christmas Eve or New Year's Day.
That is correct.
I love that idea.
It's going to be a great time.
A brunch for what, 50 of my closest friends?
We've got quite a bit of space, so if you want to bring in that many, we're ready for you.
We are giving away, what is it, for 10 maybe? How many are we giving away here? For brunch, or is it just brunch for two?
Brunch for two, and that obviously includes all whatever our specials are. We have our mimosa bar that we get rolling out for everybody.
That's included in this deal.
That is correct.
All right, so why not? Why wouldn't you put that in? That starts tomorrow. Okay, we'll do that. Big Grove Tavern is what at 1 East Main? How would you describe Big Grove Tavern?
You know, we're a classic tavern with a modern twist. So we got all the comfort food I think you're looking for out of a good tavern. You know, we've got chicken and dumplings. I've got great burgers and wings and tacos. If you want to come here, you got some family member graduating or celebrating a business deal, you can come. We've got bone-in ribeyes, stuffed pork chops, great salmon, organic dishes. If we have vegetarians or people that are vegan, gluten-free, meats.
Got all that.
You know, we want to be a place you can afford to come to every day, but if you want to have an elevated experience, you can come visit us as well.
You said that bone-in ribeye is $30, which sounds light to me. It sounds like it's not enough money because these days big, good steaks are expensive.
You know, we feel like this is one of the best deals in town on a great meal.
Yeah.
We cut our own ribeyes ourselves. We wet age them ourselves. Steaks come off our 5-foot-long lava rock grill. It's filled out with mashed potatoes, bacon-infused green beans. So,
no, man,
it's a signature dish for us. We start cooking those up Thursday evening till we run out over the course of the weekend.
See, you come to radio, Scott. I don't know if anybody's briefed you. You're supposed to bring the ribeyes. Apparently, we didn't give you that heads up because what the heck?
I'll tell you what. The next time, I'll have to bring some ribeyes, and I'll maybe bring you some stuffed deviled eggs as well.
You love those, Stevie.
Those are three in a tray, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I can do about four trays. So people can, you know, usually on radio refunds, we have Big Grove Tavern cards. They don't stay more than a day. We sell $30 gift cards for $15, and people just snap them up because they know what Big Grove is about. Okay, it's going to be great. So tomorrow we'll start giving away that brunch for two. Somebody wants to win, we'll have you text in and enjoy an experience Christmas Eve or New Year's Day if you'd like to go to Big Grove Tavern. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice place to go, and I think people really enjoy coming.
Thank you so much. We got a lot of great regulars. We got a lot of folks discovering us for the first time as well.
Well, appreciate you. Appreciate Big Grove Tavern. Keep up your good work.
Happy holidays. Thanks to everybody.
You as well. Scott McIntosh, Big Grove Tavern. If you've not been there, It's really good.
Yeah.
I love going in. All right, 810.
Serve Pro of Champagne.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice from Savannah, Georgia, has a building named after him in Savannah. And apparently there's a college located there, and they have a petition trying to get his name off the building. And so campusreform.org went out with a microphone to ask the students about it. And I think it's kind of what happened in Champaign County. So stand by for what happened in Champaign County this last election. Perfect. This tells you exactly what happened in Champaign County. Stand by for that after the sports in just a few moments. Headlines, quarter after 8, ESPN 93.5.
Well, when it comes to the college basketball poll, Kansas is number 1 at 8-0. Then Duke and Tennessee. Gonzaga has bumped down to number 4. Then Michigan rounding out the top 5. When it comes to Big Ten teams, Michigan State at 9, Ohio State at 15, Wisconsin 16, and Indiana and Kansas State have tied for 25. But boy, Big Ten is tough. We've got the Illini in action against East Tennessee State on the 15th, Saturday at 1. Our Illini women's basketball team at 6-2 on the season, taking on Murray State. They're 3-3. That game from the State Farm Center at 6 o'clock tonight.
Hey, women are better. Women are better. Yeah, Nancy Faye's got it looks much better than we did last year. So, good for her.
And Chris Thomas, the coach of the Illinois volleyball team. Everybody's going to be at this send-off party tonight. Doors open at 5:15. Pep rally with the Marching Illini starts at 5:30.
Okay.
And the welcome home at Huff on Sunday the 16th. Doors open at 12:30. It will start at 1.
Well, they're going to be lined up out the door, particularly if they win it.
Really good energy with this Final Four coming up Thursday. If you want to enjoy watching the game, I know Houlihan's is a great place to choose, and the game is at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. Seattle over Minnesota in NFL action last night, 21-7. Pacers over the Washington Wizards. We had Sacramento beating the Bulls. Blackhawks and Winnipeg tonight, along with St. Louis and Florida.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the NFL. Last night, Seattle beats Minnesota, so the Bears can clinch when they play the Packers this Sunday. Is that in Green Bay or Chicago? Might be Green Bay.
I can take a look.
I've got that somewhere here.
Okay.
The News Gazette here in front of me if they've got the NFL stuff. But that's amazing. Chicago Bears. And Mike Ditka said week 2 that Chicago Bears is going to win that division.
Nice.
And he was absolutely right. So it's Green Bay at Chicago noon Sunday for a clinching victory. And I would think, Packers kind of up and down year, change coaches, and of course Aaron Rodgers, but Bear defense. Nobody wants to go to Chicago in December. It hurts more when it's like 10. Of course, the weather is warming up just slightly around here, so probably warmer in Chicago as well. Winter baseball meetings are going on. The rumor mill is abound with all kinds of stuff. I'm wearing my Cardinal jacket this morning. The last time I had my Cardinal jacket on last week was when they signed Paul Goldschmidt.
That's right.
So maybe today's another good day for the Cardinals. Meanwhile, the Cubs, to me, just seem disheveled. Something's weird going on with Theo and Joe Maddon, the manager and the GM, or the president of baseball, whatever Theo Epstein is. The Cubs had a really bad finish last year, and I think everybody has overreacted. They still have the best roster in the National League Central, in my opinion. Cardinals got more competitive. But for them to just freak out, like I think it feels like they freaked out. Was it Joe Maddon's nephew tweeted out yesterday that Theo's not treating Joe Maddon properly? They didn't extend his contract. It's the last year for Joe Maddon. And we're not making any moves. I don't know, man. You still got a great team. It was not the best finished, but you still won 96 games.
Announced last week, closer Brandon Morrow missing the first month, though recovering from arthroscopic surgery on his elbow.
Yeah, no, that's not going to help him, but, you know, they signed a few relievers. The Cubs have still got a really good lineup. So, and I don't think Bryant and Rizzo played much together at all together last year because of injury. I just think there's been an overreaction on the north side. They're still a very good team, but there's just all kinds of weird coming out of that vibe. Come on.
Well, we've got the Hot Stove League starting tomorrow night.
Is it Wednesdays now with the Cardinals 7-9, I believe.
And don't forget January 18th on your 2019 calendar to join us at iHotel for the Cardinal Caravan. Presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance.
Now, your weather?
We've got a sunny day today with a high near 40. 29 our low tonight. 40 decrease in clouds tomorrow, down to around 29 in the evening again. 43 the high on Thursday. Then an 80% chance of showers. 70% chance of rain on Friday's forecast, but mild with a high 46. 25 now, ESPN 93.5.
If you want to know what happened in Champaign County this last election, the tsunami that was, I have a perfect audio example of what happened in our election. Stand by, please. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, you could be paying a little more for things soon. Prices at the wholesale level before they reach consumers increased just 0.1% in November. Excluding food and energy, prices rose 0.3%. For the year, prices at the wholesale level rose 2.5%, the smallest annual increase this year. Carlos Ghosn, former chairman of Nissan Motors, is protesting the decision of the court in Japan to keep him in custody. Ghosn was arrested on November 19th on suspicion of financial misconduct. He was charged on Monday, and now he can be held until December 20th. Google CEO Sundar Pichai is answering questions from the House Judiciary Committee today. His appearance comes after Google admitted a software update on November 6th exposed the profiles of up to 52 million users of Google+. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
All right, ESPN 93.5 election here. Election day in Champaign County was tsunami. With Democrats blowing the doors off the whole thing.
Yeah.
What the heck happened when Erica Harold, favorite daughter, loses in Champaign County to a guy from Chicago? What happened? Here's an example of what happened. CampusReform.org went to the streets of Savannah, Georgia. There must be a university there, but I don't know which one. It's the home of Clarence Thomas, who was nominated as the first African-American Supreme Court Justice by Ronald Reagan. The whole Anita Hill thing? So the man went out on the street and talked about why this building named after the first African-American Supreme Court Justice in the history of mankind, why you'd want to take the name off of Clarence Thomas Building or Hall or whatever it is.
There's a petition on campus to remove the name of Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, from a building here. What's your thought on the petition?
I honestly think he should be removed.
We should probably just take his name off the building. It's not that big of a deal.
I agree that it should get removed.
What's your thought on the petition?
I agree. I don't think he represents the student body.
I would sign it. I think I'd probably sign the petition.
And is there anything that you would point to as something that he's done that would warrant that?
I don't know. Do you mind if I get back to you?
Is there anything that comes to mind that he's done that you would point to as something that you think disqualifies him?
I don't know. I've done much research on this. I just saw a Facebook petition about it, and that's kind of the extent of it.
He is a historical figure, though. So is Hitler.
Okay. They don't have a clue. That's the point. They don't have a clue. And so when you've got...
That was the campus of Savannah College of Art and Design.
Yeah, they wanted Clarence Thomas, by gosh, off that building. But as to why, that's what happened in our last election. They knocked on all the dorm doors. They got people fired up. They gave them a laminated piece of who to vote for. But they didn't have a clue at who anybody was. It was just a D by their name, and they went down the ballot and voted for all the Democrats. All right, that's fine. That's legal.
I mean, should we do without the party representation on the ballot?
I don't know what difference it makes if you're a Republican or Democrat, if you're county treasurer. I mean, you're still collecting money. Who cares? So either that or watch out for same-day registration and voting. Listen, you can't deny that the students had a huge impact on campus with what went on this last election. You can't deny J.B. Pritzker had millions that he poured into everything so you could hire people to go knock on all the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just good work. But the fact that they didn't have a clue about my county, had no idea who anybody was. It's just like this. Take the name Clarence Thomas. Who's Clarence Thomas? He's a Supreme Court guy who nominated a Republican. What? Why would you want? I don't know. I'm not sure. Can I get back to you on that? It's not really funny. It's too bad because you ought to vote, but you ought to have a clue. And to take a laminated thing and vote how somebody, a bunch of lemmings, maybe? Why would you vote how somebody tells you? Because anyway, that's what happened. If you wonder why Rodney Davis lost our county 40,019. Wow. It's because 20,000 campus people that never voted. The midterm last time was 54,000 in the county. This time was 80. That'll do her. If you can do that every time, we'll never have a Republican win again. And to the Democrats, that's good news. But can they do it again? I mean, if J.B. Pritzker can throw the money he threw in this county, unbelievable. Heck yeah. You know what the difference makes when it goes to a volunteer versus a paid person? And I'm presuming that happened as far as the paid people. Maybe they're volunteers. I don't know. But I know the money was plentiful from J.B. Pritzker at the top of the ticket, who's now our governor-elect. So there you go. I heard that and I said, you know what? People voting for absolutely no idea what they're doing, but they did it because they hate Trump or something. Is that right? Is that how we ought to do it? Shouldn't you have a clue?
Dan chimes in. Can you imagine how racist it would be if Thomas were a Democrat?
Yeah, right. You can't. Yeah, we couldn't do it because your reasoning would be you're a biased racist. I guess that's redundant. Biased and racist. Anyway, 359-2255. You want to chime in on that? But there you go. Audio example of what happened in Champaign County at the last election. They got the vote out. And, I mean, wow, 26,000 vote difference from the last midterm in 14 to 18?
There's also a comment about Joe Madden's son last week or two tweeting about his contract and really making him look bad. IMO. He has since then deleted or secured his Twitter account.
Well, it comes under the, probably shouldn't tweet that, but you're emotional. Your dad's getting dissed when he shouldn't. I mean, the Cubs have the best record in the history of their franchise over the last 4 years, don't they? It's like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Maybe Theo wants somebody he can control, but if the Mike Schilt thing doesn't work out, Joe Madden can be my manager in St. Louis. I think Joe Madden's awfully good with players. He's not a perfect manager. Who is? But, man, I just think the Cubs have just kind of overreacted a little bit. What you got?
Chris Thomas is going to check in with us.
You're kidding.
Inside the next 15 minutes.
Hold on.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
That's really exciting. Thank you, Diane. Okay, then I got to get going to this stuff. We'll be right back. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. The head volleyball coach coming up. When servicing...
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. President Trump meets with Democratic leaders at the White House today, but they're far apart on how much to spend on border security. That could force a government shutdown.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer plan to offer the president $1.3 billion for border security this year, but that's far short of the $5 billion President Trump wants for his border wall with Mexico.
Fox's John Decker, the president tweeting that the military will build the border wall if Democrats won't fund it. The Simpsons celebrating 30 years on the air.
Are you serious?
I'm just glad we're still doing it. We just passed Gunsmoke as like the longest running show.
Longtime executive producer Al Jean handpicking 30 episodes for a 15-hour marathon on FX Networks December 16th.
And that is Jonathan Hunt reporting. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County State's Attorney's Office has dropped charges against a Champaign man accused of being involved in a January armed robbery and shooting. 24-year-old Darian Brown had been accused in the case in which two women were injured. The dismissal of the charges comes after the victims did not cooperate with prosecutors. If you wanted to ship mail or packages in time for Christmas, we're quickly approaching some of the deadlines to get things there on time. for packages going to military members overseas. Those have to go out today. USPS retail ground needs to be mailed by December 14th. FedEx ground and home delivery must be sent by Monday, December 17th. For first-class mail and priority packages through the U.S. Postal Service, packages must be shipped by Thursday, December 20th. Priority Mail Express needs to be mailed by December 22nd. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Go Illini.
ESPN 93.5 head volleyball man. I think I have a nickname for him. Stand by for the new nickname for Chris Thomas. And another, hopefully, audition tape to get him ready for his midnight show. I think he's got a very nice voice. Here we go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with the sunshine. Today's high near 40, 29 our low tonight, up to 41 tomorrow, down to around 29 in the evening. Partly cloudy conditions, partly cloudy coming into Thursday with a high 43, then an 80% chance of precipitation. Wind gust, by the way, up to 24 miles per hour. So if you have some of those great big inflatable, lawn decorations for Christmas.
Gonna blow around a little bit. Might have a reindeer in your yard.
Take note of that.
Yeah.
Sunny now and 25, ESPN 93.5.
A blood test can detect cancer within just 10 minutes. Specializing in internal medicine, Dr. Rosemary Bates, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Is this true?
Potential, right? So it was a study out of Queensland, Australia. And basically the bottom line is after doing a blood test, they saw a different result by the naked eye in 10 minutes for the people that had cancer versus the one that didn't. So basically cancer is an uncontrolled growth of these abnormal cells. And what they're doing is they're making different DNA think protein. So what they did here was they took this blood. You get your normal peeps, you get your people with cancer, and they mixed it with very, very tiny particulate gold. And there was a change in the people, it stuck. So this protein that's different in cancer cells evidently coagulated, stuck to this gold. So there was a visible difference in the specimens that people that had cancer and didn't. Hence the potential that we could do a blood test, one day potentially widely available commercially, that you would be able to detect if you had, remember, some type. So it didn't give us any information about where the cancer would be from or about the stage of it. But like you said, massive potential.
Oh, my. I mean, early detection's everything in cancer, isn't it?
It is everything. Yes, it's everything.
Well,
and we've actually made massive strides in some of the ones that you think about that we do great screening for: lung, breast, colorectal, cervical cancer. Great screenings. We've had great outcomes in decreasing, especially not necessarily the incidence, but the detection and therefore cure. That we've really, really decreased the rate that people die from it. So yeah, early detection is everything. It's everything from, the complexity of treatment, the cost of treatment.
Yeah.
And, your likelihood of surviving it. Ultimately, your likelihood to survive.
Great, great information. Dr. Bates, you know where we can read more about this?
I tell you what, the American Cancer Society has an absolutely fabulous website, the American Cancer Society, on cancers and incidences of it.
Awesome. We really appreciate this information. Are you from Australia?
I'm actually from the UK, but I've been here for 32 years, so I'm the UK Texan hybrid. How's
awesome. That? Awesome. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw's right.
And Dr. Rosemary Bates, thank you for this information. I'm excited about it. I know lots of testing coming up, but it'd be a wonderful thing for human beings if we can tell within 10 minutes if somebody has cancer somewhere. We could do the further testing, but it'd be a great heads up. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
838. That'd be something.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Okay, Dr. Chris Thomas, doctor of the airways.
Could be, yeah.
Chris Thomas.
Doctor of volleyball.
Absolutely. Got a little nickname I want to spring on him, too. Stand by. Nickname for the volleyball coach.
Okay, very good.
Got it. It's not perfect, but it's what I got. Stand by.
They've played for you. They've bled for you. They've shown loyalty. Now it's time to show yours. Create the home court advantage. Pack State Farm Center.
Right wing Jordan for three more.
Yes, sir.
Get your Illini basketball four-game mini plan for only $79 on FightingIllini.com or call 866-ILLINI1.
See your Car X Men today.
Don't worry, call the Car X Men.
Ladies and gentlemen, head volleyball coach Chris Thomas. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good right now.
When last we spoke, we worked on our audition tape.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Yeah. I really thought that had some upside for your midnight show coming up when you kind of work with people. Can you believe where you are right now? It's Tuesday, a Final Four week. You're going to Minneapolis to take on Nebraska. What kind of whirlwind since Saturday has it been for you?
Well, obviously a lot of messages from all over the place congratulating us on our run and our bid to the Final Four here. So just been busy trying to respond to everyone, and it's been really good. I mean, obviously it's a great accomplishment for the team and a good accomplishment for Illinois Athletics. So just proud to be a steward of that, and I think we're lifting up Illini Nation here. It's really cool to be a part of.
I mean, but 2 years ago when you're on the Nebraska bench, if somebody would have said you're going to be the head man of a top-rated team and go to the Final Four in two seasons, you'd say, really? Wow, that's pretty that's pretty fast.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And but you know, we kind of take everything one day at a time, and you know, a couple of the players asked, you know, do you think we have a shot at going at it? And I said, well, if you guys keep working like you do, and you know, you hit your stride at the right time, and you get the correct matchups, then it's definitely a possibility. And here we are. So proud of the work that everyone's put in from day one, and it's been a couple of years in the making, but here we are.
You know, you say you watch a lot of video. Boy, you sure know Nebraska, though. You're familiar. They're familiar with you. What do you do? I mean, you know each other. You just have to execute.
Yeah, this time of the year just comes down to execution. You know, especially on a bigger stage, you're going to be in front of 18,000 people and different arenas. You know, usually we play in big environments, but the space of the arena can be a little bit different. And so it might take a little bit for adjusting, but we're heading out tonight after practice, and then we're going to have a practice there tomorrow and Thursday before we play.
Yeah, and the environment, I mean, it's going to be fantastic, and I know you've been to the Final Four, but to be where you are now is going to be different.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it's just being in a different role and with a different team, and, you know, the Huskers are battle-tested. This is their fourth Final Four in a row, and that goes a long way, but we're also very experienced, and we're a very hungry team.
Well,
in some important positions, so we'll be ready for it.
Well, and do you have your assistants, or do you take a peek at BYU or Stanford at this point? Do people do it because the turnaround will be quick again if you win?
Yeah, well, it's nice to have the day in between if we're lucky enough to get there.
Yeah.
But we watch volleyball all throughout the year,
yeah,
so we have a
right.
pretty good idea of both teams. And like I said, a lot of it just comes down to execution at this level. So. We're worried, you know, 100% focused on Nebraska,
yep.
And
yep.
You know, we'll take a peek here and there, but we already have a pretty good idea of what both have in their arsenal over there.
Well, good news. I've just come up with a nickname for you, so good news for you. So,
okay.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Chris Thomas, the Wizard of Huff Hall. Now, that's not perfect. It's not perfect, but the Wizard of Huff Hall, so when this is kind of a new angle, and I would tell Josh Whitman myself that when we do get the new facility and we're going to have naming rights on the court, if we could search for a family name, Westwood, Woodward, or Westgate, those all work quite well.
Don't have me that in my family name, so we might have to think of another one. So,
Wizard of Huff Hall because of the John Wooden fandom, because I thought, in fact, before you said that last time, I said, the guy reminds me of John Wooden, how calm he was on the bench. And then you said, I'm a fan of John Wooden. And it was just like, come on, man, the Wizard of Huff Hall. And then when we get the naming rights and it's going to be a Westwood, Woodward, or Westgate family member, we're going to call it the Wizard of whatever. The W would sound better. But anyway, Wizard of Huff Hall for as it stands now. But you've done an amazing job. We're all fans. We're excited about the mo you have going to Minnesota. And I can't wait to watch 8 o'clock on Thursday night. 18,000 people. What?
Yeah, it's a cool environment. I told the team just to embrace it. And, you know, there's kind of some hoopla that goes along with the Final Four, but it's all in good fun and it's all for promotion of the sport and the program. So we're excited to be there. We're going to bring our best game. come Thursday night, and we're excited to have Alana Nation following us.
Well, we'll be following you, Coach. Thanks for the minutes. I'd like to chat with you after the season, after everything decompresses, and we'll work more on this audio.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Yeah, you got potential, my friend. Thank you, Chris.
All right.
Good luck to you, the Wizard of West Hall. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Wizard of Huff Hall.
Yeah.
There we go. Now, Huff Hall, the send-off party tonight. Doors open at 5:15. It starts at 5:30.
No, it's really the Wizard of Huff Hall is you just don't come in that quickly. It was a good program, but you don't make the Final Four year two. Sweet 16, then Final Four is quite quick. So when we do get money from somebody for the new volleyball facility, when it goes in the ice arena or whatever the plan is, I prefer Josh taking money from the Westwood family, the Woodward family, or the Westgate family, because that will dovetail well with the Wizard of, if you know what I mean.
Thank you.
So that's the way we like it. Uh-huh. That's the way we like it. The Wizard of Huff Hall, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Thomas.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Yeah. We'll be right back. ESPN. Mr. Habib. I wonder what Chris Thomas thinks of me.
I don't know.
But that's got to be the weirdest set of interviews he's ever done. I mean, really.
He probably enjoys, you know, having somebody who's not banging away really hard questions.
No, there's certainly not that. It is a fluff, but it is fun. And why wouldn't it be fluff the week of the Final Four?
Right. And again, send-off party tonight starts at 5:30. Doors open at 5:15.
Well, I think that'd just be really fun.
Oh yeah,
I mean, just being there and clapping for the ladies who are not in game mode. They're young ladies that are really smart.
And then they're hopping on the plane and going to Minneapolis, and we'll welcome them back at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Either way,
I presume it has to be a charter, right? There's no way we're busing. It's just too big a deal. So I'm positive it's a charter. They're leaving from Flightstar. I'm just positive because you just don't bus these ladies going to the Final Four 9 hours or whatever. What is it to Minnesota? It's like a long way. So I'm sure they've got that, and that they should. I mean, it's appropriate, and it's important, and it's the big show, man. You go to the Final Four and anything, and we needed that, man. We were thirsty. We're thirsty at Illinois. Like kicking and screaming. No, I'm just thirsty. Give me a juice box boy. So we really excited about volleyball, and there'll be a lot of people watching this thing on Thursday night. I didn't think about it, but 18,000 people?
I know.
I mean, I think
still you quoted kicking and screaming from Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Coach Mike Ditka.
Yeah. Give me a juice box boy. That's good.
Okay.
I was going to have Chris recut his audition for Midnight on the radio.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
But I'll do it after the season. And then we'll get him in studio, and then we'll go slower because I want him to work it. I want him to work that thing. Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk. Yeah.
But there's some questions on the text wondering if Chris Thomas really appreciates all this.
You know, that's what I said. I wonder what he thinks of me.
And
that was my initial.
John Decker seems to go along with it, but.
Yeah, what does Chris actually think of me? Well, he was on twice.
I know.
So there must have been that. Then again, he might not have known who the heck I was still. Except there's some weird guy I keep getting called from. I don't know. I think that's probably part of it. Is, you know, Kent tells him, here's Libby or whoever does that. You're going to be on this. Okay, whatever, here. And there's the phone. Boom, you're on. And
that's right.
Which one was that again?
Exactly.
I mean, this is a whirlwind. This is an absolute delightful, wonderful. This is Miss America, pretty much where we went through. It's fast. There's a lot of people texting. I mean, Chris is getting way more texts than I got. You know, he's getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of texts from everybody he's known in volleyball. And he's known a lot of people in volleyball.
Yeah.
And so is his wife.
Exactly.
Shanna's known, I mean, she's a better volleyball player
Olympian.
Than he is. Yeah. Okay, Jeremy Warner has The Real Sports. That's coming up next. Credible sports stuff you really need. Mine is just pure opinion and speculation. It has no foundation.
At least we call a spade here.
Absolutely.
On TVJ's show.
No, listen, I'm a fan guy, and I don't know what I'm talking about. That's why we have Jeremy on. He's actually got information that's credible, And not as the, you know, he gives his opinion, of course, but he has stuff.
But if you like the entertainment, ESPNCU.com will have the podcast up later today.
Yeah, there's that. You can go check. And I have a Cardinal jacket on today. Last time I wore that, the Goldschmidt was signed, so maybe another big day for the Cardinals.
MLB meetings in Vegas.
And Austin's hearing that the Ricketts family might open the wallet, which could mean Bryce Harper.
Nice.
That would really end the doldrums that apparently they're going through right now because of the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner is next. That's Diane Ducey. Again, thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow on the radio. Have a great Tuesday.
Well, fall is officially here in Central Illinois, and ABC Heating and Air knows that soon Old Man Winter will be knocking on your doors. Ensure your furnace is running at its best when you schedule a fall tune-up at ABC Heating and Air. Don't try.